Residents of Litchfield grilled a panel from the Department of Environmental Services last night with questions about water contamination in their town. This is round two in a series of public information sessions about the contaminant PFOA that's been found in groundwater surrounding the St. Gobain Plastics plant in Merrimack. NHPR's Emily Corwin has more.
2 weeks ago, DES told residents they would get free bottled water only if their wells tested over 100 parts per trillion of this contaminant. Today, residents whose water is below that, but who live within a mile of the plant, learned they too qualify for bottled water. That's about 15 times more residents. Assistant Commissioner Clark Frizey.
And we will give you a month's supply of water to get you started. Month's supply, each case is 6 1-gallon bottles. We give you 10 cases.
St. Gobain is paying for the water. But what about the people outside that one-mile radius? Lisa Ricard has lived in Litchfield for 10 years. She says her well is just a few houses outside the free water zone.
They stopped at 381. We're at 343.
So you're right on the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Nerve-wracking. Yeah. Nerve-wracking. Yeah.
Have you considered getting your water tested yourself?
Yes and no. It's expensive, they said, so and I really don't have the money to do that right now.
DES has tested 182 out of 256 wells. Almost all of those are inside the one-mile radius. They say they'll follow the data. If wells farther away test above that 100 parts per trillion threshold set by the state, then those folks will qualify for bottled water, too. The questions ran the gamut. Many wondered, will St. Gobain be paying for the cleanup? Frizey says the state has demanded as much.
So far, they've been above board. They had some serious and reasonable questions about the letter we sent them. We did get those answers back to them, and they have said that they will be quick in their response.
People wanted to know, will my home values go down? The answer from the town selectman, Frank Byron, it's likely. And then Litchfield resident Matt Gould had this to say.
I have a large dog that drinks about 3 gallons of water a day. And right now he's basically chewing his legs raw. He's ripped all the hair off of his legs. I have another dog, a smaller dog, that does the exact same thing.
The notion of negative health effects is scary for both people and their pets. State epidemiologist Ben Chan reminded the audience that health effects are still very uncertain for humans, and even more so for household pets. Still, if you think your water might have high levels of PFOA, filtered water for Fido might not be such a bad idea. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.